Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is 11:30 on a divisional round weekend. Didn't think I'd be saying that. I want to get right to the phones here on the Rude Guest Hotline because our friend Doug Kammerer
Dougie
is making time for us and doesn't have much time. Hey, Doug, thank you so much, buddy.
What's up, guys?
Doug, I'll put a warning out there for you real quick.
Okay, bring it.
Jeff doesn't keep anybody's phone number. He saved yours. Watch out.
That's what I'm talking about.
Be careful out there.
I don't know. We think it's kind of weird. Like, he doesn't save anybody's number, and Jeff's like, oh, I got Doug's number, no problem.
Boom. I guess that tells you how the weather's been lately, right?
I guess.
You're his guy, man. So, dude, let's do – you tell us what we need to know about how cold it's about to be, snow coming in. Brian and I are both flying back into town Sunday. We'd both like to get back into town. And
what
then
time are you flying in?
I'm on a 10 a.m. flight. I think B's earlier.
I'll probably be here when JP gets on his flight.
Okay, well, at least
don't
that's
you have a layover, though?
You know.
Still going to be here. I'm leaving early, dog. Getting
the earlier you get in, the better. That's the good thing there. But, yeah, man, we got, you know, tomorrow's not going to be bad. Today, I'm waiting for the sun to come out. Sun's going to come out eventually, and when it does, it's going to be a pretty nice afternoon. And then tomorrow's not bad at all. Maybe a quick shower early in the day. And then on Sunday, it's just we might start seeing snow early in the day. The amazing part about this is here we are 48 hours out. Normally, we have some pretty good model agreement between what's going to happen. Right now, I can tell you the model agreement on this storm is not good at all. So to tell you that, you know, normally I'd be able to say, okay, good. We're still thinking, I like a general 1 to 3 inches is what I'm thinking. But I've got one model that's going almost nothing, and I've got another model that's giving us 7 inches of snow.
Man.
So this is going to be one that I'm going to be, you know, not like I don't watch them all really closely, but I'll be watching this one super close because I'm really interested to see how these models are going to be coming in as we make our way through the next 48 hours. Because the big thing is, you know, it's going to be warm on the front side, so we might actually get a little bit of melting, especially on the roads. We'll get some melting, not on top of the snow. That'll be fine. But if we get a little bit of melting with us, and then as the colder air comes in, because that colder air is coming in on Sunday, that Arctic front comes through on Sunday, and we turn much, much colder during the day on Sunday. And then Sunday night is just brutal. Monday, Inauguration Day, is just brutal. MLK Day, I mean, we're talking about one of the coldest inaugurations in history.
Wow.
And then Tuesday is even colder than that. I mean, Tuesday morning, you know, when the wind is going, and the wind's going to be there a little bit on Tuesday, but anytime the wind blows, wind chills could be, you know, between 0 and 10 degrees in the city.
Damn.
In some areas could be below zero. So we're talking about one of the coldest air masses we've seen in a long time. It may even be one of the colder air masses we've seen in the last 10 years. Just some of the information that I'm looking at.
Right. Wow. I may have
to talk to one of our guys, man.
That sounds awful.
Cumbrics and stay home.
You know, and I think about the, you know, that Eagles game, you know, coming up on Sunday.
Wow, yeah.
You know, that's in Philly. What time is that game? Is that a 3 o'clock game?
3 o'clock kick, yeah.
3 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
So they should be having some snow. You know, snow should be coming down. Temperatures are going to get a lot colder during that game. I'll be interested to see how the weather, you know, affects that game.
Whatever it is up there, it always seems colder in Philly. I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, that's exactly right.
I would agree with you on that one.
Talking with Doug Kammerer, chief meteorologist for NBC4. You can follow him at Doug Kammerer, K-A-M-M-E-R-E-R. All right, so snow's coming. Really cold weather's coming. That snow last night came out of nowhere, dude. It was snowing hard for like an hour.
Well, again, I wouldn't say out of nowhere because we talked about it the day before, but I appreciate it. I know what you're saying. I got it. I get it.
He just told you he didn't listen to your stuff right there, Doug.
No,
tell me you didn't listen to my forecast.
I knew he was talking.
Exactly. I work with this man, and he says it came out of nowhere.
I meant like, I was in my car, and it was like somebody flipped a switch because all of a sudden it was just dumping snow.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, I was aware of it.
We got you, Jay. We got you.
Yeah. We understand. But that was exactly right. I mean, that snow came down, and boy, it came down really hard for a good 20 minutes, and then we got a little bit of a break, and then it came down for 20 more minutes, and we got a nice little coating on cars, and nice little coating on top of that dirty snow that we've got out there. But this is going to be coming in on Sunday, and like I said, if we were to get the upper end of this, I really think Sunday could have some problems because we're going to cool so fast during the day on Sunday. So everything's going to start to stick pretty quick. So Sunday could be an issue. It's a good thing most schools and businesses and things, a lot of things are closed on Monday because of MLK Day, because of the inauguration. That's a good thing that they're closed because I do think we're going to run into some problems.
Mm. All right, dude, what do you think for Saturday night in Detroit? And I ain't talking weather.
Yeah, buddy, exactly.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
When we won this game last week, and I'm looking at Detroit, I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be a tough one. But after listening to you, as I do, as a colleague, I listen to my colleague, I tend to feel better about this game. Not to say, hey, like you've said before, any given Sunday, and I definitely agree with that. But to your point about so many of the factors that go into this, I mean, our offense is really, really good. And if we could have one of those great games against Detroit, that'd be amazing. Defensively, is this the game that we're going to finally get on top of things. I would love to see that as well. I would love to see, I mean, we all know, you know, Lattimore didn't have a great game last game. Maybe he's able to turn that around this time. I mean, him and Mike Evans, we thought that was going to be a battle. Unfortunately, that, you know, that wasn't much of a battle that way. We still won that game, thank goodness. But, man, I was like, whew, man, what's happening with that one? But hopefully this time we can defensively we'll be okay. And I loved what you said yesterday. Are they starting that center, that rookie center?
Guard, yes.
Guard.
Oh, okay, guard, yes. So if they're if they got a rookie that's starting tomorrow for the first time, that's they're going to be going right at him, maybe doing some schemes to get right
sure.
at that guy. So,
yeah.
You know, that would be fun to see too. So I think we got a chance, man. I mean, earlier I was thinking that we would be like maybe 31-21 Detroit. But now maybe it's the other way around. If we can stop Goff. I mean, again, that guy's just awesome too. We're playing a great team.
Mm-hmm. You right about that?
It's going to be fun.
Right about that.
Thank you for making time, dude. I know you're slammed, and I know you're going to be busy the next few days.
Everybody, yeah, and hey, I hope you both get back on time.
Thank you, dude.
All right, bro.
Everybody watch bye-bye. Doug and all the
see
weather coverage on NBC4. Thanks, dude.
Yeah, make sure y'all pick up for JP.
All right, I'm going to try to get these callers. And Byron is in San Antonio. What up, B?
What up, Byron?
What's going on, gentlemen? Hey, B. Mitch, I got a question for you. When you played Detroit the last time, didn't they have a great record in the playoffs? And Barry Sanders had over 2,000 yards, and I believe y'all held him to 33 yards rushing.
He didn't have that against us,
shut him down.
We shut him down because Richie Pettibone had a way of combating Barry. You know. He didn't have good games against Richard Pettibone defense.
Well, I just hope the front four, if they don't get to golf, that they get their hands up, pop some balls up in the air, and we can get some turnovers that way. But I feel great for Saturday's game.
Hey,
y'all take it easy, and y'all make sure y'all take the birthday boy out this before y'all leave.
Thanks, dude.
Whose birthday?
Jeff's.
That was on Monday. He already took his day off. He had his birthday present.
Look, if you're looking for a spot to hang for the game, check out Honor Brewing Company in Sterling. Saturday starting at 6, Burgundy and Gold pregame show, watch party. That joint is going to be popping. I haven't been there, but I've heard really good things about Honor Brewing Company in Sterling. Mike is in PG.
What up, Mike?
I got to take this call. I'm sorry. Hey, guys, how y'all doing today?
We're doing good, man.
Hey, I just wanted to give you some information. Brian, I don't know if you remember me. I'm the one whose son was driving for Porsche, so you came out to Chantilly.
Oh, yeah. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. First off, I want to tell you, I'm a 35-year veteran of PG Police Department, and I've been at every home game since 97.
All right.
And I'm a Commanders fan and to my heart. But what I want to tell you is Jordan just had an interview with a certain NBA Hall of Fame's NASCAR team.
Uh-huh.
So they're starting a road racing, NASCAR road racing. So we might see him working for him next year, but I will keep you apprised.
Oh, let me know, man. Definitely.
I'll keep you apprised because they have NASCAR Europe, which is all road racing. So I think he might start over there and then come over here for a few races.
All right.
I'll let you guys know. And I have a great feeling about Saturday night. The Commanders are going to win that game, man.
All right,
thanks,
brother.
Buddy.
Appreciate you.
Let's get.
Remember I tell you about that? The Porsche that time he was.
Yeah.
That window was wrecked. I think that window may not stay there. Duke ride, man.
Mama Stu, we got to be quick. We're running out of time.
Mama Stu, what's up?
Question real quick about the game, right? So both of these guys, we know it's the Battle of the Dans, and they both go for it on fourth down, right? Yeah. So my question to Brian is, who do you think, which defense do you think has the most pressure? Because we pretty much have been the best team on fourth down in the league, and we're going to be facing a team that all we know historically goes four on fourth down. So which defense do you think has the most pressure?
I think Detroit's defense, because they're the favorite team, and all that pressure is going to come down on them.
There you have it. Thank
Me
you,
too.
Mama.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Mark, what you got?
Hey, real quick. B. Mitch, a couple callers back, we were talking about the 92-93 season. It was the end of an era. The week after this last caller's game he was asking about, we played San Francisco in a divisional playoff, and we were coming back 13-17. We were coming back, and we had a mishandled exchange between you and Mark Rippon. I remember that game. It was one of the saddest games in my life.
Eric yours.
Off. Yeah, man, that's what I was going to ask. How did you feel? I felt like something was going to change after that.
Well, you know, for years, everybody thought I had fumbled the ball. I didn't fumble the ball. But it was I thought we were going back, you know. We were playing against 49ers there. They had that wet-ass turf. You know, they, their stuff kept coming up. But
right on the water there.
I'm like, I'm waiting on the ball. It's a, it is a hole as wide as two of those doors. And never got it. So that was a tough one.
Thanks, Mark. We got to run.
All right, man.
Ray, close it out, buddy. Go, Ray. Quick.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Big fan of yours, man. Much love from the 410, man. I have a great feeling. Great feeling. I grew up a Skins fan, man.
Appreciate it.
Great feeling. Jaden Daniels, he reminds me so much of Tom Brady. And I know it may be a little reaching, but his cool, his moxie. I believe, in my opinion, that they're going to shock the world. And fans like myself, I'm a Ravens fan as well, but fans like myself can stop looking at the 91 yearbook and being all nostalgic and teary-eyed. Because these kids got something to believe. They got something to root for. I love seeing all these number five jerseys around from all these kids, man.
Me
so
too.
The Skins or the Commanders are going to shock the world. That's all I got to say, man.
All right, bro. Appreciate thank you. When we come back, Jeff Walker's hype song.
All right.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.